Thank you. Good morning, Ms. Pala. Pala, thank you. Pala, Pala. You are most welcome to the committee. Thanks so much for having me, Mr. Speaker. We will be, there's a plan that before you and the rest of the team, as you discuss that after your finish your interview, you take your writing notes and you leave the pen and the writing pen. That's a short while you might alight for them for that pen and the writing pen.
And I'm very good taking care of
them. We know that I can see a members will be there's a bottle of water that is going to be changed because that's your new project for input. Okay. We are not going to be asking you to rehash your safety process before us and we engage with you if we feel necessary to make reference to the finish. Because we're going to wait. Members will be asking questions. When did it arrive? They will make a follow up. But also, if they ask you a question you want drafted properly, please don't hesitate to go to ask them on the level to repeat himself or herself to check it with you. In your response, we request that you crisp it to the point as possible without also economically disadvantaging yourself in terms of the information that you want to give to us. Thank you. Over to you, Honorable Duwanda.
I've seen some of the friends of some of the departments, and I've seen
how can I play the role in Africa? Because I've done that, you know, with NGOs, I've done that with private Japan, and I want to do all this. That's the thing. Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon. I'm Wilma Neer-Bruggen. I'm deaf and my sign language interpreter, Truth Genesis, is interpreting for me. Okay. I have two questions. Can you explain to us what your understanding is of the values and principles that you will find in Section 195 of the Constitution? And then can you mention a few, not all of them, just a couple, and elaborate on those? And then what is your understanding in terms of the functions of the Public Service Commission? Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. The very important thing which I like most is that we need to serve people. We need to meet people's needs and demands. That's what actually caused me into this. And we also have to be accountable at the end of the day to the communities in a better way. We also have to, I'm just mixing the 95 and 96, but the issue of accountability is key. The issue of ethics in terms of what you are doing is important. And in terms of the function, I think the function are kind of clear because they're looking at evaluating, monitoring, investigating issues around labor relations, for example, in the public sector. involved and ask what could be done with the information. So it will be a consistent process. Because there's no hierarchy that's going to say, or any thing that forces you to do whatever you want to do, or whatever that you're doing. So those are some of the issues that we need to be having.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Pala. My name is Andreas van der Weestwijzen. Mr. Pala, you mentioned in your application on more than one occasion your interest in development work, in developing communities, etc., training social workers. Now, in South Africa, and as is also mentioned in the National Development Plan, there's a great emphasis on the developmental role of the public service. And my question is, what, to your mind, can the Public Service Commission do to support that developmental role, or to transform the public service so that it's able to establish that developmental state?
My take, I think there have been a number of reports on development tax rates. And at times we find that there's confusion. But what is key for me in terms of development is about the people that we serve. Their needs, their demands in terms of what the institution is. And my take also is that to look at transformation combined with their role of the program. So the strategy is key in whatever you do. And it should be, I know there is a strategy that the commission has done in terms of from 2015-16 up to 2020, which is a good thing. Because it sort of says what we need to do in 5 years. But now, if you are in a development state, as I said, a lot of work and good work has been done, but how we augment that. And how we augment that, we should also start here in such committees in this forum to say what is the strategy of the government in terms of transforming. For example, there are issues that are coming now that we're supposed to come in for example, you're talking about outsourcing. What is the strategy of the government about this? Because it's coming up now. I'm just throwing examples. What is the strategy of the government if people are now saying outsourcing is a problem? And at the same time, it's expected that government should have fewer people waiting for government, except, I guess, around health, education, because there is our terrain. We need to employ more teachers, more doctors, and so on. But now, when you look at that institution, what do you need to do with that kind of point of view? So, working with government, for example, helps me. For me to get a letter and a point from whatever department, and sometimes we recall how long it took, maybe 2 weeks to get there, because then the director goes to you, the director goes to you, the assistant goes to the assistant director, and then it goes to you. So those things need to be reviewed in terms of how do you make public information work like this. Because I took myself waiting for the show. I used to keep my own system. I'm not saying people should do. But it has cost somehow. And then the key focus when we do that is to say, how do we deliver housing? How do we make sure that there are systems, for example, in hospitals where we can make people not to queue? But you know, if you go to it and you press a button, someone's name will come and will find a file. If I go to court, for example, or if I go to a police station, if I go to a police station 5 times, will someone realize that I was there? Or I'm there for the first time. So that makes us efficient as the public service commission. How can we, for instance, what advice do we provide to the public commission to continue to determine to save technical ITC, for example, to save us energy, save us cost. But let's put more resources in terms of personnel or human resource capabilities that we need instead of the financial. I'm sorry, no question, but I'm looking at this word source as part of developing. Let's make sure that the resources go where the needs are, because people are still saying we want housing, we want education. Now there's free education. So how do we allocate that? That's one. I think another issue, and my point of view, is to say, we can't say people should not have experience. How do we reskill them at the end of the day to be able to understand the ICP that we're talking about? How do we recruit internally and also using outside consultants to capacitate our people so that we have a local government that can
thank you, Chair. Thank you. Good morning, ma'am. Yes, my name is Professor Mnyabe. My question to you would be that, in your own view, what needs to be done by the Public Service Commission in order to make sure that the State Department employ dedicated, efficient public service, especially in the senior management level. Thank you.
Do you believe there's any within the administration or within the public sector in Ireland? Do you
you believe there is physical interference, what causes that? And how bad can it be in the nation?
What caused political interference?
Thank you so much, Madam.